wait, I'm not ready.
Okay, so we are here. I'm Amy Moffitt with the Hear Hear Project, doing an interview with Mike and Lizanne. Am I saying that correctly?
Yeah.
Lizanne.
Or Liz.
Liz. Liz works as well. So Liz and Mike here today. So first I'll ask you your names, full names if you'd like, and what you do and what is your association with the Arboretum.
All right. Well, my name is Lizanne Janice, and I am a retired real estate agent. I don't like to think of myself as a real estate agent anymore, so I'm just retired, and I'm a student at the University of Guelph. Hey. As far as it's a fantastic outdoor space. I think it is the jewel of Guelph. And that was a big reason why I wanted to be here. We wanted an outdoor wedding, if we could do it, in October. And we got really lucky, and we were able to do it here.
What was that first question again?
Your name, excuse me, what you do, and your association.
Okay. My name is Mike Salisbury. I am a professional artist, used to be a city councilor, and... my relationship to the space, I studied landscape architecture at Guelph, and so this space as an urban green space was always sort of an important place, but it's also as an arboretum with the just as an outstanding kind of natural space in the middle of the city is the allure for me.
Did you take any classes here when you were working on that degree?
In with regards to the arboretum, mm-hmm. not specifically, but it probably was used in some examples of different, you know, so it's got that cool Guelph 1960s architecture, mm-hmm. and it's been a functioning arboretum for a long time, so that what they've done has matured and evolved, and so it's and when I moved to Guelph, it was always connected to the university. It was always sort of seen as university space in my mind, but it's and so I see it as that, but it's that anchor point in the city that is it's a reprieve from the city, but it's right central, so.
Okay, excellent. Can you describe what you see in front of you right now, this space?
So we're sitting in a fairly level green space, open space. And behind me is a very large sugar maple that turns a gorgeous shade of red in the fall. And behind Mike is the Arboretum Center that has it has some really beautiful ivies growing up the posts. And at the time, in 2019, that whole concrete wall, that retaining wall, was covered with ivy. And it was bright red, too. And it's just, as we were walking around here one day, we said, this is the place. Yeah.
Okay, and that's perfect. That leads me into the final hear-hear question of, what happened here? What is your memory of this space?
Well, Mike proposed to me that in July of 2019, on a trip to Europe, and when we got home, we were thinking about, well, maybe we'll, you know, get married next year or whatever, and then we realized that Mike's daughter, Samantha, was going to be moving to Australia very shortly, and so we decided to do things in the fall instead, which was... To have the celebration in the fall, which was a bit of a challenge. I mean, it's hard to organize a wedding in 6 weeks. You make decisions based on convenience and, you know, there are compromises, but everything just happened very easily when we it turned out they had two dates. One was this date, one was a date in November, which wouldn't have worked. And they organize everything. Like, you can, their caterers are actually part of the university, and they do a fantastic job, and it just seemed like the right thing to do. So I'm having trouble getting to the point, I guess. It was a beautiful day. It was a little cool. We had about 50 or 75 friends here and family. A particular memory of mine is that I asked my parents, who are in their late 80s, to walk me up the aisle to meet Mike at the front here. And my mom has dementia, and I had asked our choir to sing. Some members of the Guelph Community Singers were here singing in this little
gazebo.
And Mom used to lead a choir, and she could remember that. And she was pulling my hand. She wanted to join the choir. She didn't realize that we were having a wedding. She just wanted to go and be with the choir and sing, you know. So I remember one of my memories is, "No, Mom, we're going this way." You know, it was kind of fun. It was a beautiful day, as it turned out. We had an officiant, a friend of ours, who acted as officiant, and Mike and I had written our own vows, although I kind of blubbered through mine. And it was just fantastic, and then it just turned into the most wonderful evening. Everybody had a great time. It was very, very relaxed, and
I think wonderful. As it relates to the space, we were looking for someplace simple, unpretentious, because our, you know, this is not our first marriage, right? At least to ourselves, it's our first one. But anyways, but we wanted a small gathering, and the theme as we envisioned it was that a wedding was an opportunity to enroll your friends and family in the decision that you've made to get married, and so we wanted to have a place that had an intimacy to it, because it wasn't a really big wedding. And for me, one of the things I really liked, not only is it a really beautiful natural space, but the architecture is really sympathetic to the site, and it just sort of feels like it's supposed to be there. Mm-hmm. And so it just felt very natural, the space, to have an outdoor space, and then it also gave us access to indoor space if weather wasn't really helpful, which it was really great.
Okay, that's the three here questions, which is lovely, and then we can go off a little bit on the ceremony itself. Have you visited this space since your ceremony took place?
Yes.
Yeah, a few times, I think.
Yeah. I'm trying to make a point of coming back here on our anniversary, having a look at, you know.
Hadn't noticed that, but yeah, we've been back a few times.
Guess what day it is, honey? we love this place. I like to come here a few times a year. But yeah, to actually come here and see this tree. I think I'd like to be, I know we're not allowed to, but I would like my ashes to be put here. I think, or at least maybe a tree planted it for me at some point here. That would be my plan down the road. I feel connected to this place, and I can't really put words to it. I'm sorry about that, because I feel like you're saying all the right things.
Both
yes,
are.
Yes, I am.
No, you both are. It's not about me, this story, but I feel the same connection. Like I said, I was also married here, and we come back every year on anniversary. So I totally get it.
Yeah.
I get what you're saying.
Yeah. It's a really cool spot. As a side point, I mean, as part of my studio art projects, I've actually made a few, or at least one installation back in the woods over there. And I come... especially during COVID. Oh, that's the other part of this, is of course, this was in October of 2019. By March 2020, we were home and told to stay home. And we'd just come from a big trip, so we didn't feel a need to go on a honeymoon. So we were at home just, you know, enjoying our
2-year honeymoon at home.
2-year honeymoon, basically. Longest honeymoon ever. just, you know, because we both work from home, We each have our own sort of office slash studios. We, you know, we just sort of moved into this new groove. And I know that for some people it was a horrible experience. And a lot of people with young families found it very, very difficult to be working from home and parenting and teaching and trying to be everything to everybody. It must have been awful. But for us, it was a real gift. And, you know, our families are healthy. You know, there was... We were obviously careful, like everybody else was careful. But it just turned out to be a really wonderful time to sort of sit back and reconsider what we might want to do with the rest of our lives. And so it just turned out to be like a... Like turning a chapter, in a way. Right?
Globally.
A global chapter. No, but for us, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Because had COVID not happened, I would still be probably...
Aspects of your previous life?
I would still be living previous life. I'm not living that life anymore.
Were you still doing real estate before the pandemic hit?
Yeah.
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 Wow.
Yeah.
And when it hit, of course... You know,
everything dried up. So
everything dried up. All of my clients decided, well, we're not doing anything. And also, you know, for me anyway, I feel that making connections happen best in person. And so I would always try and do open houses, and couldn't do any of that. So all my new business sources kind of dried up at the same time. Other realtors did great, did gangbusters, but my heart wasn't in it anymore anyway. With everything that was happening, I just didn't want to. So.
And did you come visit this space at all during that time then?
Many times.
Yeah,
nice. Yes. All through the winter, and I'd have a regular schedule, you know, where I'd be in class at certain times and I'd be hiking here at certain times, you know. And Mike came a few times. We've been back here a few times, mm-hmm. just for the fun of it.
Just a perfect place to go.
Yeah.
This place has a great energy to it.
Mm-hmm.
So it has a very, it feels almost intentional calming energy. So it's not very far away, right? It's really close, so.
Yeah, it's my favorite place to go walking and... meeting with friends, because that was the way you caught up with friends, really, would be on a hike. You know, you couldn't go for coffee or a glass of wine because everything was closed. So yeah, it turned out to it becomes a part of every walk, stopping by here. This is the beginning and ending place, which is kind of an interesting thing in itself.
Yeah.
And you can go off in any direction. I try to get lost here. Now it's harder to get lost because I know it better than I used to. But yeah, this is where we start. This is great.
Isn't that fun? Because this is, I feel like a wedding ceremony is a ritual, right? It's a ritual, it's a rite of passage, and to keep revisiting that space is really cool. Now, I know it was fairly recent, 2019, but one of our questions is, has this location changed since you were here over time? Have you seen any changes in the 3 years?
Little changes. I mean, I see the, you know, the ash trees all went away. Because of the emerald ash borer, the one over there that's going to be taken down eventually. You know, it's an actively managed spot, so subtly, there's always subtle changes that take place. Yeah, subtle changes.
Mm-hmm. But this spot right here, I don't feel has changed. I mean, I think that it's probably... it gets used a lot for various events, right? So they've just kept it the way it is.
Yeah, I believe they used to. I know, that's a beautiful tree. I believe they used to do theater here, like outdoor theater and concerts.
Really?
Well, it makes a lot of sense. I mean, you've got adjacent parking nearby, and it's walkable to the parking. So it's got the support of the building, but it's not dependent upon it. Mm-hmm. So.
And it's accessible too for, you know, for all kinds, for people in wheelchairs or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So,
Did you ever take part of any of the workshops or programs they've done here? I know they do like guided tours. And
I don't think I have.
My only previous,
I don't take guidance
here
very well.
I think I did a gardening seminar here once years ago, but that's about the only thing.
And I have a vague memory of something to do with this space, but it would have been like many, like decades ago. Yeah. I couldn't tell you what it was.
Can you remember any smells or sounds or color? Like you've touched on colors already that day.
Oh, yeah.
That you remember from that day from your ceremony.
Color red. The tree was changing. The ivy there. My dress was red. We had we were concerned about our friends being cold, so my helpers, my matron of honor and I and a few others, we went through all the secondhand shops and found a bunch of blankets, like just those little wraps, you know, throws for people to wrap up in. And so we had, there was, and then we had pots of fall blooming mums, sort of anchoring the center of the walkway. So there was a lot of color.
Yeah, and I think our timing was, we nailed it. Is that this big tree that we did the ceremony in front of, it was just in the prime of fall color.
Yeah.
So it was the whole, you know, this and the vines on the building were also starting. So we just timed it. Not like we did a whole lot. It just happened that way, but we timed it perfectly.
Yeah, it was the right time to have a wedding.
So any other experiences here? Did you say you have a piece that is in the Arboretum?
Well,
I don't know if it's still there. It was one of my first art projects. We were exploring lines of connection, and I had been reading about how trees connect in forests, like trees of a particular type can speak to each other through this mycelium. There's a underground, a kind of a, it's from the mushroom family, but it actually connects trees to one another like a nerve center. And so to illustrate that, I had taken some, again, color red, I had this ball of really rough wool that was, parts were fine and parts were thick, and I just wound it around all these trees, and then I had Mike behind me filming, so I have a short little video. And this is in February, I think it was.
Yeah. So it's like below. It's
very cold
compared to the white. It was pretty cool.
Early morning, and the frost on our breath. Kind of, you could see it. Against the light. As we were winding these things, and as I was winding
these. Would you be willing to share that video? Like, I'm curious.
I think I can find it.
You could email it.
And I think while we're here, we should go and see. I wouldn't expect any of it to be up still.
Well, that's when I was
because
here
the idea,
in the, spring.
The thought was it would be the fibers would be used by the various birds and animals.
Right. I was hoping anyway that the birds would take it and make nests with it.
If you had a link to email us, if you were willing to share, I would love to see. I feel like that would be a really neat connection, right?
Yeah.
To the space, all the different uses of the space.
Well, that's the thing. This is just so, there are just so many things you can do here that is so beautiful. I like coming here in the spring because of there's the lilac grove, and just sit there and
breathe.
Speaking of smells, right?
Yeah, it's just fantastic.
Yeah,
you know, and I kind of hope that they will rebuild their rose bushes. That's the only part of the arboretum that I feel has not been doing as well as other parts. But I should talk to somebody about that. Find out what their plans are.
I'll give you a volunteer form.
Yeah. I'd be willing. Jeez. This is one place I wouldn't mind volunteering.
Right. Do you have any sort of visions for how, like, I know, especially with a landscape architecture degree, I would wonder if you have any visions for how this space can be used going forward, right, the next decades for Guelph?
Well, I don't know. I would say it's quite well designed as is for the uses that it it gets used for. I mean, it's not the kind of thing you would want to have big organized events. It's a quiet space.
Mm-hmm.
It's a research space as much as anything else, and a design space. So it would be cool to see the introduction of more earth art type stuff, but mm-hmm. that would be about the only thing I would suggest, because otherwise it's, you know, they manage it and it continues on, and they've got a vision and a plan, and it's
not overdone the way some places are, you know?
Yeah, it's not overmanaged.
There are some public sculptures, but not a lot. They integrate fairly well.
Yeah.
I was just thinking as we were sitting here, I wonder what it's like here on a clear night. You know? It's usually like when you just see those mm-hmm. stars, or possibly what are those? I forget the name of them now. There's a name for all of these like shooting stars in August that happen every year. There's like a comet, not a comet, but a whole bunch of little.
Oh, I don't know of it.
Every year in August, yeah. We saw them when we were...
Meteor shower.
Meteor shower, thank you.
I think we covered most of them. Let me see. Yeah, I think we have. So just kind of summarizing, what is the most memorable part of your day? That if we're going back to your wedding ceremony, what is there one really key memory that stands out from that day?
Well, for me, it would be the presentation of the bride. That was a bit of a point. it was, yeah. You know, because it was a focal point of the whole event for me, anyways. Yeah.
Presentation.
Well, and she comes out and it's like, ta-da! I didn't run away.
As advertised. Still the same woman.
And I had not seen the dress. I did not know it would be, scarlet red, so.
Yeah. I was looking for, as we all do, you know, the traditional sort of white gown, something classy, something... You know, that suited me as a mature woman getting married. Not the first rodeo, and then I happened to come across this red satin when I was down on Queen Street, and I thought, okay,
I would love to see this dress.
Yeah, because then you actually commissioned it to be.
Yeah, I designed it and had it, and it so it had several parts. There's a big circle skirt that was open up the middle, and then matching very slim cut pants underneath, and the top was kind of an off the shoulder thing with 3/4 sleeves that the sleeves came off and the skirt could come off.
So it was sounds stunning.
I could
it was
yeah
it was cool
at one point. And then one of our friends, he put the skirt around his neck and he took the sleeves and put them on his arms, and he was running around like he was like Superman. It was pretty funny. The big moment for me, I guess it was just like we had asked each of our daughters to take on certain roles for us, you know, just so that we could keep it in small and intimate. And my daughter Marielle took care of all the decorating, like that she had arranged all these little signs that were leading the guests here, and she helped with the she created kind of the birch branches with some sort of draping that to give a focal point for the actual ceremony. So that was, it was really lovely that everybody was part of it and doing something to help make this all come together.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Have your kids picked up on your artistic interests as well? Are they creative types?
They're creative in different ways.
Yeah.
One is a book collector, and she loves to review books. And the other, she does a lot of more crafty type things. Yeah. I think that nobody's, well, I mean, my mother used to paint, and but I was painting before she did, so it just, it's just something that I've always done. Mm-hmm. So I think we each have our own sort of areas where we, that we want to explore mm-hmm. creative aspects of ourselves.
The other piece that I thought was good, it was a good experience for me, but it was also designed to be a good experience for our guests, was the entryway to the space did not go through the building, but through the forest. And so the, and it's, you know, it's what, 100 yards maybe. And so the idea was they could park, and then there was this sort of this, they'd had to walk through a forest path to get to the ceremony, which I thought was a really cool sort of reveal of the space.
Yeah.
And that worked really, really well.
And it's just such a beautiful day.
There's, I've heard of a theory called, like a phenomenon about a forest bath, that when you actually spend time in the trees and breathe it in for a while, you, it actually elevates your mental mood and space. And so mm-hmm. to go through a ritual like that in that environment is so special.
I think, I think you're right. I think it's sort of by having people walk through the forest, it sort of introduced a level of calm.
It's an element of sacred spaces is what's called a, like a threshold. Mm-hmm. So to cross over and leave the profane behind and enter into the spiritual, this idea of going through a journey to go to a new space. Mm-hmm. And so it really was like, that was, I think, one of the part that I tried, that I liked about that entryway, was that it gave people that sense that they were entering into a new space. They were leaving what they had brought with them, you know, what they had, their life behind. They were now entering into a new thing. And I think that's a powerful experience for this space, is to come in. And then, of course, it's fairly dark as you go through that forest pathway. It's fairly dark. And then it opens up in this big, bright, sunny space. And all references to where you were before are gone. And so there was that effect of coming to a magical place or a spiritual place or a special place that because you'd left behind the world that you'd been before. And that was one, when we were looking at it, it was a big piece for me. I like this, right? Mm-hmm. Because the other would be to go through the building, and it's a beautiful building and all, but that's, it's not the same, right?
No, it's got a totally different feel, and you're right. And I was thinking that I almost wish that I had come through that too, because I was nervous. I was getting my mom and dad together, and I'm thinking, okay,
they'd shackle me into the thing.
Now, let's go now. You know, I was getting married, so there was all this stuff in my head that I kind of wish I could have let go. If I'd walked through there, maybe that would have been different.
Right? Yeah.
But it was, it worked out really well. I didn't want to memorize my lines. I didn't think I could memorize my lines. There was one moment where, okay, so it was my turn, and I had my words tucked into my bodice, and I pulled them out and flapped like that to read them. And I think we got that on a video somewhere. That was kind of funny.
Well, and as far as, so one of the things we had done is we'd had all of the various people close to us fulfill roles of, so we didn't have a professional photographer. We didn't have, there were, you know, it was done, or a designer. We had, the design was done, aspects of the ceremony were done by the people. And that was, again, that philosophy of enrolling them all into the process was to get them to be, have a part of that, right?
What time of day was the ceremony, do you recall?
Probably around
late afternoon, maybe?
Yeah, I think around 3 or 4. Because then we had a little cocktail, and then we had dinner and dancing.
Beautiful. Well, I think that is all of my questions. Is there anything else that you'd like to share about this space, this tree?
Well, I'm sure there'll be something that'll come up.
Nope, I would say
3 o'clock in the morning. There's
right?
A phone
well,
call.
Feel
what
free
do you
to
want?
Send me.
Well, it's nice to meet another mature student. Maybe we
go.
Can connect
there
on campus at some point.
Absolutely. All right, if you feel like you've shared everything you want, I'm going to stop the recording. Yeah, this is lovely. Oh, look.